Weather, Summer and Autumn. In this section, we'll learn about the four different seasons along with the difference between Celsius and Fahrenheit. Also, we'll learn about weather in different parts of the world. In the next session, we'll practice more dialogue. But this is a good starting point when learning to hold a conversation about the weather. Summer. Depending on the location, summer can be warm and pleasant, or unbearably hot and humid. Although you will describe summer in one particular way, you should be aware of how other people describe summer in different parts of the world. In Nevada, Arizona, Egypt, or other places that are like deserts, people might say, "Summer is very hot and dry. It's not so bad when we are in the shade." Summer is extremely hot. The sun will burn you if you don't wear sunscreen. Because it's not humid, it is easy to get used to. In Seattle, the summer is the best season. Summer is the only time of year that it doesn't rain much. Summer is like paradise in Seattle. If summer wasn't so good here, I would move to a different city. In New York, Korea, or other hot and humid places, people can say, "Summer is both hot and humid here. I am always sticky because I sweat so much during the summer. Without air conditioning, I don't know how I would survive." Spring and fall, autumn. From my perception, I notice that spring and autumn are generally pleasant seasons for many areas of the world. I haven't heard enough to say one way or another, so I can only write down what I know. My favorite season is autumn. The only reason I don't like the fall is due to all the leaves I have to rake up. Fall is so beautiful because of all the different color leaves everywhere. It rains a lot around here during the fall. It gets cold in late autumn. In our country, autumn is just like summer. It's hot and humid. My favorite season is spring because of the budding flowers. I love the spring because it's not cold nor hot. The spring season here causes a lot of people to sneeze due to all the flowers appearing. Many people with allergies hate the spring. Weather. Winter. Winter has many differences between locations. Some places might be extremely cold, like Korea, New York, Alaska, Greenland, etc., and some places might be perfect, like Hawaii, Los Angeles, Mexico, and other hot places. Hot places that enjoy pleasant summer warmth. I don't think we have a winter here. During the winter months, it's still 80 degrees, so everyone loves the winter months because it's not too hot. Winter time is the best time to visit because the temperature is the best during January. I like to go to Hawaii for my winter vacations because it's so cold in my home city. Cold places. It's freezing out. It doesn't snow often, but when it does, it stays around for several weeks because it stays cold. For 3 months, this city will be covered with a layer of snow because it will never melt. It doesn't get too cold here, but it's always raining and very gloomy. The winter here is cold and dry. We hardly get any precipitation. Weather, Fahrenheit and Celsius. It's unfortunate that some countries still use the Fahrenheit system. It would be so much easier if everything was in Celsius. But because the United States still uses the Fahrenheit system, knowing the conversion of Celsius to Fahrenheit will help when speaking to Americans. How do you convert Fahrenheit to Celsius? Well, you subtract 32 from Fahrenheit, multiply by 5, and then divide by 9. How do you convert Celsius to Fahrenheit? You multiply Celsius by 9, divide by 5, Then add 32. Here's an example dialogue. What is the average temperature in Seoul during June? It's usually about 26 degrees Celsius during June. What is that in Fahrenheit? That would be about 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Usually, it takes some time to convert degrees using the conversion method, so it's easier to have a general temperatures already memorized. Here's a small table so you can quickly respond when talking with a foreigner about temperature. You don't need to remember everything, but if you know a couple of numbers, you can just change the other number slightly. For example, if you know that 80 degrees is about 27 degrees Celsius, then if the temperature is 77 degrees, you can figure that it will be about 25 degrees Celsius. Also, you don't have to be very accurate. In conversation, many people just want general numbers, and being off by a half a degree will not do any harm. Finally, during the winter months, it gets so cold that the temperature goes below 0 degrees Celsius. Let's practice a few sentences using negative numbers. How cold does it usually get in Korea? Usually around -5 degrees Celsius, but sometimes it gets as cold as -12 degrees. How cold does it get in Alaska? Depending on the area, but it's common for the temperature to be below zero. Is that in Fahrenheit or Celsius? Fahrenheit. That means it's 20 below zero. Remember, although numbers below zero are negative numbers, it's not common to say -2 degrees. It's not wrong to say it, and everyone will understand. However, when speaking to many people, almost everyone says -2 degrees. Another common way to say it is below zero is to say too below, as in the example above. Weather. Questions and answers. In this session, we are primarily going to practice speaking key sentences that will help you carry a conversation about the weather. Asking about the weather. Do you know what the weather will be like tomorrow? Do you know if it's going to rain tomorrow? Did you see the weather forecast? What is the weather like in Los Angeles? How is the climate in Korea? Does it rain much in Denver? How different is the weather between Busan and Seoul? What is your favorite season of the year? Answering questions about the weather. The weather is supposed to be sunny and warm tomorrow. It's supposed to rain for the next several days. I didn't see the news yesterday, so I don't know what the weather is going to be like. Weather in Los Angeles is usually hot in the summer and mild in the winter. It never really gets that cold. The weather in Busan is very similar to Seoul. The main difference is that Seoul gets a little more snow in the winter and a little hotter in the summer. This is primarily because Busan is right next to the water. My favorite season of the year is spring. It's not too cold, and the anticipation of a good summer puts me in a good mood. Statements about the weather. I heard Seattle is a very gloomy city with so many clouds. The weather is beautiful this time of year. I hate the rain. It makes me feel depressed. Autumn is a great season. The summer months are so humid in Korea. I can't stand the cold winter months. It's a beautiful day today, isn't it? I wish the weather was like this every day. It's been raining for 5 days straight. I wonder when it will stop raining. I hate the snow. The roads are dangerous to drive in, and when it melts, the streets are very dirty. I love snowboarding, so I always look forward to the winter. The winter months are tolerable because I don't mind the cold. Korea has 4 distinct seasons. Weather. Long description. Being able to speak specific sentences is good. However, it is more important to be able to say a whole paragraph when talking about topics such as the weather. I'll have a specific lesson about putting sentences together in the future lesson, but I'll give one advice now. Basically, make 10 sentences. After you know your 10 sentences about this question, you can say all of them one after the other, so it is a long answer. The 10 sentences should be in a list format. We'll learn how to speak longer in a future lesson, but if you want to give it a try now, here are two examples. What is the weather like in Korea? Well, the weather in Korea is unique with four distinct seasons. In the winter, the temperature is about 0 degrees Celsius. But because it doesn't rain much in the winter, there isn't much snow, and the air is very dry. In spring, the days warm up significantly, but the night gets a little chilly. The summer has two characteristics. It is very hot and humid most of the time, and for about 3 weeks or so, we have a rainy season called monsoon. It gets very rainy and windy during that time period. But we all look forward to autumn. It is a beautiful time of year, and the temperature is very pleasant. If you plan on visiting Korea, I highly recommend visiting during autumn. Which season do you like the most? I like summer the most, but at the same time, I hate it. I like summer because it's warm. I don't mind the heat, and I like the longer days, so I can do more activities like swimming, bicycling, rollerblading, and many other outdoor activities. I usually take a short vacation during the summer, so I always look forward to that. However, the part about summer I hate the most is during the monsoon season. I can tolerate the humidity, but when it gets hot and humid, along with the rain and the wind, then it gets terrible.